Rakegate Primary School, Toby and Melissa Darkness. Let's begin. Earthquake Road was just a normal road, in a normal town, in a normal country. Halfway down the street were two houses, opposite each other. One on the left, one on the right. There was number 666 and number 664, and they were very different houses. Which shall I describe first? Number 666 or number 664?
666.
Very well, I shall. Here goes. Beware, it's a very strange place. Number 666, Earthquake Road, was a castle. With an office and a black room. No one knew what the black room was for, and no one dared ask. Inside was a vault full of stolen gems, and the whole place smelled of rotten cheese. And if you've ever smelled rotten cheese, you'll know exactly what I mean. The castle had 15 floors, and they went right up to the top. All around were pictures of old people and old buses, because the person who lived here loves buses. I'll tell you about them in a minute. Behind the castle was an old bus. I told you the person who lived here loves buses, didn't I? It was very old, but it still worked. Remember that. You might need to know it for later on in the story. The castle was full of the creakiest creaky floors, the entire history of creaky floors. There was a purple roof, and there were bats on the walls. I think they were pictures of bats, not real bats. I hope they were just pictures anyway. The ceiling was covered with spiders' webs, and everything was black. Even the flapping flag on the roof was black. Plates were scattered all over the floor, and many of them were broken. Everything about this castle was shiny. So shiny, it looked like someone had licked it all. There were dogs howling, and the smell of stinky socks was everywhere, mainly because the person who lived here never washed their socks. I'll tell you about them in a minute. When I say them, I mean the person who lives here, not the socks. You really don't want to know about the socks. Outside was a big sign which said, "Do not enter." And if anyone had any sense, you would do exactly what the sign said. Signs are always very sensible. Now, you're probably wondering who lives here. Why didn't you ask me who lives here?
Who lives here?
Well, I'm glad you asked. Melissa Darkness. That's right. I said Melissa Darkness. Nobody liked her. Perhaps because her catchphrase was,
"If you get in my way, I will kill you."
Which is not very nice, is it? Melissa Darkness was 39 years old, with dark hair and horns, and she's a bus driver. See? Buses. Melissa Darkness always wore expensive silk purple and black clothes, and a golden mask. She had a panther called Poison, a wolf called Wolfie, a dog called Ice Dog, a fierce husky called Darky, and a bull called Bulldozer Midnight. She ate lots of food. Most people who met Melissa described her as evil and miserable. Some said she was mean, mad, grumpy, horrid and fierce, though not a lot of people had ever met her. And just as this story begins, she's sitting watching television. Meanwhile, across the road, at number 664, that's right, I'm glad you're paying attention. Meanwhile, across the road at number 664, there was a normal house. Well, it was slightly broken down, and inside was a broken sofa with some sticky jam on it, and some tatty, patterned and stained wallpaper. But apart from that, it was quite normal. All around were imaginative books, one of which was blue. There was relaxing music, but none of the lights worked. All the carpets were red, and in the manky red fish tank was a red fish whose name was Red. The ceiling was cracking, and flakes of paint landed on the three-legged red table. The floors were squeaky, and all the paintings were ripped. There were a lot of moths around, too. A lot of moths were in the bedroom where the pink, smelly blankets were. Now you're probably wondering who lives here. Why didn't you ask me who lives here?
Who lives here?
Well, I'm glad you asked. Toby. Toby the taxi driver. Toby was 99 years old, with big round glasses and hair like Mr. Whippy. He had two cats, called Jasper and Jang, and two dogs, called Max and Molly, and four friends called Alf and Anne, Bob and Billy, and wore green trousers with a grey jacket and always looked smart. Toby was very kind and had a soft, calm voice and loved to eat wet, soggy food or strawberries. Sometimes he liked to eat egg and sausage or chips. His favourite drink was Vimto, mixed with water. A lot of people described him as lonely. And just as the story begins, he's sitting, watching television, just like Melissa. In fact, they were both watching television at the same time. In fact, they were both watching the same programme at the same time. And while they were both watching the same programme at the same time, a face came on both their screens at the same time.
"Hello," said the face that belonged to a nice-looking lady. "We interrupt this programme to inform you the golden carriage of Her Majesty the Queen of England, the country where you live, has broken down. Her Majesty urgently needs a lift to the shops."
As soon as they heard those words, Melissa and Toby both sprung out of their seats, though neither knew the other was springing at the moment they sprung. In fact, they knew nothing until they both raced outside their houses and saw each other and said at the same time, "Hello, I'm going to give the Queen a lift to the shops." And as they both said that, they both realised at the same time it was now a competition. Who was going to win? Melissa jumped into her bus. Toby jumped into his taxi. Both engines roared into life and they both sped off down the road very, very quickly. They screeched around corners. Screech, screech, screech. They bounced over speed bumps. Bounce, bounce, bounce. They honked their horns at every pedestrian in the way. Honk, honk, honk. They were both determined to get to the Queen before the other. Who would win? Suddenly, up ahead was Buckingham Palace, and standing outside was a small old lady, and at her feet was a corgi. Melissa's bus and Toby's taxi screeched to a halt.
Screech!
And they both stuck their heads out of the windows of their vehicles and both said at the same time,
"Can I give you a lift to the shops, Your Majesty?"
The Queen looked at them both and said,
"Well, a bus would be nice. There is plenty of room inside and I could walk my corgis up and down while I travelled. But then a taxi is much more comfortable and I could stretch my royal legs and have a little royal snooze while I travelled."
She looked down at her corgi.
"Which would you choose, Brittany?"
The corgi barked.
"What did she say?"
asked Melissa and Toby at the same time.
"I've no idea," said the Queen. "I don't talk, doggy."
The Queen sighed and looked at her watch.
"Oh, the shops will be closing soon, and I'm short of toilet paper. I think I shall have to decide."
Toby and Melissa held their breaths. The Queen rummaged in her handbag and produced a coin.
"It's got my face on," she said with a giggle. "Heads it's the bus, tails it's the taxi. You call Brittany."
The Queen flicked the coin, and the corgi barked.
"Tails it is," she said, looking at the coin. "In the taxi I go."
And the Queen climbed in the taxi and ordered very regally,
"To the shops, please."
Melissa leaned her head through the window of the taxi and said,
"What about me?" "You can bring me back, dear," said the Queen, patting her hand, then rolled up the window.
And as Toby drove the Queen to the shops to buy toilet rolls, and as Melissa followed behind to bring her back from the shops, they both had the same thought, both at the same time. They both thought, "I thought she said she didn't talk, doggy."